if someone would say to you, Abraham, I want to be more joyful. How can I use what you're teaching to attract more joy and happiness and harmony into my life?
It is a very good question. We could have saved many words if all we say to you is seek joy. And if the wanting of joy was really important to you, then you would not allow yourself to think the thoughts that did not bring it forth. And you would automatically focus upon the thoughts that did. And it would bring about the same results for you see. Your guidance system offers joy to you when you are focused upon what you are wanting, while it offers the opposite or negative emotion when you are focused upon what is not. Certainly, the seeking of joy is a very good choice and a very good path, and would bring you to a great, fulfilled, productive, creative life experience. So many of you do not understand where joy comes from or why it comes. You think you are victims, living life by chance. You think there is fate or luck, and there is none of that. There is only the application of law, either intentionally or by default.
Some would say for a person to want to be joyous all the time is a very selfish way to want to be, as though it's a negative.
Selfishness is sense of self, picture of self. Whether you think it is a positive or a negative term, it is from yourself or from your selfishness or from your picture of self that you attract. And so you define the way you see self, and from that point of view, you attract. Therefore, we would encourage your picture of self, your attitude of selfishness, to be that of what you choose. If that is selfishness, then we are all for it.
So you would see as much right and as much joy involved in giving as in receiving. In other words, they could be equally good and equally joyous, giving or receiving. You don't see one as morally superior to the other.
That is correct. We have spent most of this recording time talking about how to get what you want, teaching you about your guidance system to assist you in getting what you want, showing you a workshop to assist you in knowing what you want. And yet, many of you do not feel worthy of being the one to decide. You are looking outside of self for one who makes the decisions about what is right and wrong. And you allow yourself to want only that which they say you should want. That is the reason we see you in such a state of confusion, for what they say is a very great variable. You are the creator of your experience, and your work, your reason for being here, is to define what you want and then to understand the laws and apply them in order to get it. There are as many different worlds here as there are perceivers or beings or individuals. You are not here to create one world where everyone is same, wanting and getting same. You are here to be that which you are wanting to be, while you allow all others to be that which they are wanting to be.
Let me play the part of the devil's advocate here, so to speak. So, if all the selfish beings on the planet are getting what they want, what kind of mess would this world be?
It would not be and is not a mess at all. For by law of attraction, they would attract unto them those who are in harmony with their intent. You see, this is a very well-balanced place in which you live. There is some of everything here in enough proportion, in enough abundance, and in enough difference to give you all of the ingredients for this vast and marvelous kitchen that you have come to participate within.